Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rain Industries Q&A session for the fourth quarter of 2024. My name is Sarangapani and I serve as General Manager of Corporate Reporting and Investor Relations at Rain Industries Limited. The speakers for today are Mr. Jagan Reddy Nellore, Vice Chairman of Rain Industries Limited, Mr. Gerard Sweeney, President of Rain Carbon Inc., and Mr. T. Srinivas Rao, Chief Financial Officer of Rain Industries Limited. Following the earnings presentation and management commentary released on 25th February 2025, we have been receiving various questions from investors and analysts concerning recent industry developments and their potential impact on our company's performance. Rain management will be addressing these questions during today's call. Before we proceed, management would like to note that during this management discussion, we may make forward-looking statements that include various subjects such as outcomes, trends, targets and strategic directions. These statements rely on our current projections and are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to vary materially from those suggested by these forward-looking statements. There are certain risk factors that could lead to significant deviations from our predictions. With that, we will now start the discussion today with Gerard Sweeney. Jerry, the first question is regarding our carbon segment calcination business. In the recent earnings commentary, management mentioned that there has been a functional shift in China for pricing of both green petroleum coke, raw materials, and the finished good calcined petroleum coke. Can you share some color on this statement?
Thank you for the question. We are observing the structural change in the usage of green petroleum coke as it relates to its use in the production of lithium-ion batteries. With evolving technologies, Chinese battery anode material, or BAM, manufacturers had started using ultra-low sulfur, low-metallic GPC as a substitute for natural and synthetic graphite as BAM when supplies were low. Over the last few years, they have increased their usage of ultra-low sulfur GPC, and now even moved into using medium sulfur GPCs with lower metallics. The additional demand for these materials has pressured the available supply of suitable anode GPC globally and driven up GPC prices, especially in the last couple of quarters. This was obviously led by China as far as the largest producer of BAM products in the world. The rise in GPC prices has led, albeit with some delay, to corresponding increases in CPC prices. This dynamic has proven advantageous for Rain, given that the U.S. Gulf region is a leading producer of mid-sulfur anode-grade GPC. Notably, our U.S. Gulf calciners are positioned to establish supply chains and logistical infrastructure. This enables them to effectively produce U.S. Gulf CPC, supporting both our direct CPC sales and facilitating the improved operation of our CPC blending processes in India.
Thanks, Jerry. And to follow on to the last part of your response, have we already started our CPC blending strategy? And if so, how do we expect it to contribute going forward?
The relief received in October 2024 did provide us with the ability to bring non-Indian CPC into our vertical shift calciner plant in India, which is set up in a special economic zone. So after a six-year pause, we imported our first CPC cargo into India that arrived in early Q1 2025 and have begun blending it with our locally manufactured shaft CPC to meet stringent customer specifications for various quality parameters. These blending operations should allow for better capacity utilization at our plants in India and in the U.S., increasing the absorption of our fixed expenses. We will be gradually ramping up our blending of CPC in the coming quarters as the market evolves with incremental production of aluminum both in India and in neighboring markets.
Thanks, Jerry. Shifting now to our carbon segment's distillation business, coal tar supply continued to decrease in Europe. Has this impacted the spreads between coal tar and coal tar pitch? And where do we see CTP demand?
Coal tar supplies continues to be tight, as we saw increased production outages in Europe during 2024. Geopolitical conflict in Europe and the push toward EAF steel production versus integrated steel mills continues to limit the global supply. While this has put pressure on the spreads, this tends to be a timing issue. We are working to build more sales volume to replace what has been lost in Europe due to the energy crisis. Volumes are slowly coming back as smelters restart some idle capacity. One of our coal tar supply headwinds, which is the shift to electric arc furnace steel production, is also a tailwind for us on the product side. You need coal tar pitch made from coal tar to produce the graphite electrodes used in the electric arc steel production. So this helps improve demand for our CTP in the markets we serve, primarily North America and Europe.
Thanks, Jerry. Can you share some color on the demand and pricing trend for aluminum, CPC, and CTP during the quarter? And how do we see these going forward?
Aluminum production continues to increase across the world, reaching a new high during 2024. Despite increased production of aluminum, there is no increase in inventory of aluminum either in LME warehouses or in other markets. This is bullish for the continued growth of aluminum production. In 2024, most of the aluminum production growth came once again from China. In 2025, however, the aluminum production cap stipulated by the Chinese government will curb further expansion of primary aluminum. Indonesia is expected to become the new location for aluminum smelting growth in the coming years. One project is scheduled to start in 2025. With healthy and fairly stable LME prices for aluminum, we've seen that smelters have been able to absorb cost increases for most raw materials such as alumina in recent quarters. India should also contribute to increased aluminum production in the next 2 years, with continued increases in production of primary aluminum outside of China. We expect an increase in demand for both CPC and CTP outside of China.
Thanks, Jerry. The next question is, what steps are we taking to counter the challenging dynamics in the demand for both our carbon segments, main raw materials, GPC and coal tar?
In terms of CPC, to meet the increasing demand for CPC from Asian smelters, we've restarted our CPC blending strategy, as I mentioned earlier, by producing CPC at our U.S. calciners, where supply of raw materials is readily available, to blend with CPC produced at our Indian calciners. That's all part of our global blend strategy. We have made the required changes to our supply chain to be in a position to capitalize on this aspect during the course of 2025. This measure should address the changing dynamic in the calcination industry. In terms of CPP, we have optimized the operations between our North American facility and our two European distillation facilities. This primarily relates to strategically deciding where to distill the inbound raw materials, which we move in ocean-going vessels, and to optimize the outbound logistical supply chains to our customers. Additionally, we recently issued a press release announcing, in addition to our coal tar pitch capacity in India, to grow our global footprint in that important market.
Okay, moving on to the next question. What is the expected outlook for the advanced material segments in 2025 and beyond? Are there potential areas where we might have to curtail capacities? Also, are we likely to benefit from one of our competitors shutting their phthalic anhydride production?
We are seeing an improved demand for our advanced materials products. While certain players in this segment have curtailed their production, including phthalic anhydride, we are seeing opportunity. At the same time, the reduction in the energy costs in our European operations and the transport issues with Chinese products in 2024 have helped stabilize our margins. These factors have all contributed to the improved performance of this segment. We are currently working to increase our basket of supply of raw materials in order to manufacture higher volumes. This will further improve the performance of the advanced materials segment.
Okay, moving on to the next question. Do you see the impact of US tariffs as a positive or a negative for the company? If there is any impact, can you please quantify the same?
At the present, there remains a lack of clarity regarding the tariffs applicable to the imports from Canada and Mexico into the United States. Comprehensive guidelines specific to the materials we import into the U.S. or export to Canada and Mexico have yet to be issued. While certain materials in our portfolio are already aligned with the provisions of the U.S., Mexico, Canada, or USMCA agreement, greater clarity on this matter is anticipated in the weeks and months ahead. Given the limited alternatives available to customers in these markets, any potential imposition of tariffs is likely to be absorbed by our customers. Consequently, the overall impact on our performance is expected to remain minimal.
Thank you, Jerry. We now have a few questions for Mr. Jagan. Continuing with the advanced material segment, the first question is relating to battery anode market. Which are the main raw materials that we are focusing on developing for battery and energy storage markets? Can we anticipate improved revenues from this segment in 2026?
Thank you, Saran. We are already supplying our engineering products, PetroRes and LeonCoat, to Asian manufacturers of lithium-ion batteries. These are products which coat the carbon anodes in the batteries to help improve their lifespan. The North American and European governments focus on developing regional manufacturing of lithium-ion batteries. We are pushing the company to expand its role as a key supplier and participant into the developing markets. As a supplier of raw materials for battery anode materials and energy storage materials, we are setting up a research laboratory and demonstration facility in Canada to highlight our products and to develop alternative raw materials for use in the battery components, both from an anode perspective and also from a coating perspective. We have entered into joint development agreements with other organizations and have qualified for grants to support our research activities. Our demonstration facility will be fully functional in the coming quarters.
Thanks, Jagan. The next question moves back to the carbon segment. With GPC demand now rising from this emerging battery anode material sector, as mentioned earlier by Jerry, are we likely to see a structural reduction in EBITDA per ton in Rain's CPC business? If so, what it could go down from the normalized margins? What other steps is Rain taking to address the overall cost structure of CPC?
With the emerging demand for low metals, anode-grade GPC from Chinese manufacturers of lithium-ion battery anode materials, the prices of GPC have increased across the world. In the current scenario of higher demand for anode-grade GPC, the proximity of our U.S. calciners to U.S. refineries should be an advantage. Our long-term relationship with those refineries also plays a significant role in our GPC sourcing. Lastly, the operating margins are generally higher when the prices of GPC and CPC are both higher, and we do not see any impact on our operating margins due to this increased competition in sourcing anode-grade GPC. Additionally, we are actively collaborating with various aluminum smelters to enable the acceptance of higher metals content in CPC. As highlighted earlier by Jerry, the demand for lower metal anode-grade GPC is expected to remain strong, driven by anticipated demand from BAM manufacturers. To address the rising costs associated with low metal anode-grade GPC and subsequently the cost of CPC, we are engaging with smelters to relax their specifications for metal content. Notably, some aluminum smelters have already adopted the use of CPC with higher metals, particularly vanadium, given its minimal impact. Building on this, our technical teams will work closely with other customers to explore adjustments to their specifications, especially for vanadium. While these adjustments should not impact the overall quality of aluminium, however, these modifications, if implemented, should ensure cost efficiency for both aluminum smelters and calciners.
Okay. The next question is about our recent announcement regarding the Indian pitch facility. The proposed capex is small. What would we like to achieve from the same? Further, what is the long-term plan for the pitch business in India and the surrounding region?
The initial investment is small due to already available infrastructure, but we believe it is worthwhile to penetrate the regional market in which our carbon segment already has a strong position from a CPC perspective. Further, this new plant will support additional capacity utilization at our existing global distillation facilities. With increased steel and coal tar production within India over the next few years, this will position us well to set up a larger distillation plant when the timing is right. Given our focus on reducing debt and driving the business back to a historical earnings level, we do not want to make any large capital investment at this time.
Thanks, Jeevan. The next question follows up on debt levels. What is the priority on capital allocation versus debt reduction, and where do we see the debt levels going?
We have already reduced long-term debt by $138 million since mid-2023, with $80 million of principal reduced through our refinancing, another $58 million of principal paid off post-refinancing in 2023 and 2024, and will pay off another $44 million on 1st of April 2025 for a total of $182 million. We expect that these debt reductions combined with the return to normal earnings over next few quarters will position the company to refinance its debt during 2026 at more competitive rates. However, with the expected increase in market quotes for both GPC and CPC during 2025, and with our target to increase our production and sales volume of CPC during 2025, after full implementation of the relief granted by the Honorable Commission for Air Quality Management in India, we will require increased working capital funds during 2025, which will be short-term in nature. With improved operating performance and marginal reduction in the debt, our target is to achieve a net leverage range below 3x EBITDA at an early possible date.
Okay. Our next question is regarding Rain Verticals. Is there any update on this subsidiary? It has been close to 4 years and we have not heard whether we are making progress on R&D efforts on vertical farming, lithium ion, high energy density cells, or logistics operations.
As our focus is on optimizing our debt and achieving higher capacity utilization of our plants, we have not pursued any further investment plans through Rain Verticals Limited. Regarding the battery question, we will focus on increasing the production of coating materials for battery anode materials and energy storage materials over the next couple of years through the development of alternative raw materials in our research and development, research laboratory, and demonstration facility in Canada.
Okay. The next question is with regard to cement segment. We want to understand the rationale about continuing with cement plants that are returning less than the cost of capital. With all the consolidation in the market happening, what are we looking at? Are we looking for any divestment of our business? Using this cash to reduce the debt may be a game changer for the business and the valuations.
The cement segment continues to be a cornerstone of Rain's operations, representing not only where we began our journey, but also serving as a vital diversification from our global carbon and advanced material segments. With the Government of India prioritizing infrastructure development and the Housing for All initiative, alongside the recent consolidation within the cement industry, we anticipate an increase in both demand and prices for cement in India in the coming quarters. Given the strategic importance and growth potential of this segment, we remain committed to retaining our cement business and have no intention of divesting it. This decision underscores our belief in its pivotal role in driving long-term value and sustaining Rain's legacy.
Thanks, Jagan. Our final set of questions are for Mr. Srinivas. During the quarter, depreciation expense has seen a sharp increase. Can you please highlight the reasons for this?
Thank you, Sarang. Depreciation for fourth quarter of 2024 was on a higher side due to recognition of additional leased assets in certain geographies and timing of major maintenance cost. On an annualized basis, the depreciation for the full year 2024 has increased by 4% compared to the previous year due to additions to fixed assets during the year and due to higher exchange rate applied for the year.
Thanks, Srinivas. The next question is, Can you please provide more light on employee benefit expense in the fourth quarter and how they are projected for 2025? For the fourth quarter of 2024, the employee cost was 304 crores. If one-time severance payment of 72 crore is taken out, then net adjusted employee cost comes to 232 crores. So going forward, is it safe to assume that our employee benefit expenses can be expected in the range of 220 to 250 crores per quarter?
Thanks, Sarang. Just to clarify, the one-time severance payment adjustment of 72 crore was made in Q2 of 2024. The employee expenses of about 304 crore rupees for the fourth quarter of 2024 reflects the reduction in the number of employees, which is lower than the employee expenses incurred during the same period last year by 11%. Although we are continuing to optimize manpower across all our operations, we do not see a major reduction going forward.
Thank you. Our next question is with regard to the CapEx outlook for 2025. Are we looking to set up a SAP plant in light of the higher GPC prices? Are there any more steps that we are taking to reduce our cost besides the initiatives taken in 2024?
As we do not intend to allocate higher CapEx next couple of years, the ACP plant in India would be pursued later. We are following up with the smelters to use calcined ACP in carbon anodes for increasing their acceptance thereof. At the same time, we are also focusing on improving the productivity and efficiency of our existing ACP plant in the US. Therefore, we expect CapEx spending to be broadly in line with the spending in 2024.
Okay. The next question is, what is the plan for debt reduction and debt refinancing for 2025 and beyond? Can we look at equity fundraising to significantly reduce our debt in one go and grow our new segments simultaneously?
We will repay the outstanding senior secured notes of $44 million upon maturing in April 2025. With our focus on debt reduction, our allocation of funds for any capex is minimal. However, with an increasing need for working capital to support the higher volume of our carbon business for our next few quarters at higher market levels, the funds available for debt reduction will be minimal. We target to refinance the debt post 2026, by which time we will optimize the debt and achieve higher operating performance.
Thank you. Our last question for today's call. We had an impairment impact during 2023, and we also have impairment in 2024. Can you please clarify what triggered the impairment in 2024?
The impairment charges made during 2024 is different from the impairment charge taken during 2023. Certain expansion projects initiated earlier were no longer viable due to a change in the market conditions. Since we no longer intended to implement such expansion projects, accounting standards required the assets to be expensed off in 2024. The impairment charge in 2023 was related to valuation of the goodwill assets, which were recognized at the time of acquiring the businesses, and that was also a non-cash expense.
Okay. Thank you, Srinivas, Jagan and Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes Rain Management Q&A session for the fourth quarter of 2024. Thank you.